KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look first at high school basketball last night. Boys district basketball on a Monday night in a game heard here on KJAN in Class 1A. District number 14, it was East Mills down in Griswold, 70-39. East Mills up early, 17-10 after one quarter. They were up 15 at the half, 32-17, and then was able to come up with that victory, 70-39 last night. As East Mills shot pretty well all the way around. Had good balance scoring-wise. 17 points from Weston Copperstone. Also a dozen points last night from Noah Hillier. And Jordan Childers had 11 as they spread the wealth last night. The Wolverines pick up the victory over Griswold. Griswold led by Clay Amos. He finished with a dozen points in that game last night. Also the other part of that district in action last night was Clarendon Academy beating Essex 72-65. Now another 1A district play last night. District 13 saw Iowa Christian beat Diagonal 58-40. District 15, Glidden-Ralston beat Riverside 67-51. And in District 16, it was West Harrison over Whiting 56-23. Woodbine beat Heartland Christian 58-26. In Class 2A play last night, district action. In District 14, it was Trainer beating Red Oak 68-48, while Shenandoah downed Clarinda 72-57. In District 15, West Central Valley over Panorama 66-45. South Central Calhoun beating ACGC 57-43. Also in District 16 play last night in 2A, Tri-Center advances with a 65-34 win over OABCIG, and East Sac County downs Missouri Valley 68-32. To advance. Now, some girls basketball tonight, and we'll have a game for you here on KJAN this evening. Class 1A girls second round play up at Elkhorn tonight. Exira EHK will play host to Woodbine this evening. That's a 7 o'clock tip time. Chris will have all that action for you tonight. Jalen Brunson scored 18 points. Josh Hart had 16, and number 2 Villanova beat Lowly DePaul 75-62 last night, as Brunson was 4-for-8 from the field, 8-of-9 from the free throw line, in the Wildcats' sixth straight victory. Also last night in the top 25, Frank Mason III had 24 points, including 2 free throws, to cap a frantic comeback from 14 down in the final 3 minutes of regulation. And number 3 Kansas beat number 9 West Virginia 84-80 in overtime to assume control of the Big 12 race. Devontae Graham added 18 points, and the Jayhawks now lead Baylor by 2 games in the Big 12 after last night's huge collapse late by West Virginia. Also, Keenan Evans scored 23 points as Texas Tech knocked off 4th-ranked Baylor 84-78. Texas Tech is now 17-9 overall. They're 5-9 in the Big 12. 8th-ranked Louisville scored 10 consecutive points in overtime, including 5 straight by Anasis Mahmood to outlast Syracuse 76-72 last night. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says Solomon Young will remain in the starting lineup. The 6'8 freshman got his first start against Oklahoma. He scored 8 points in an 80-64 victory.
We are where we are now, and he's there going forward, and I think he's been really good for us when he's played extended minutes. That's the one thing you have to do with the freshman. You got to let them play through mistakes and know they're going to make mistakes. But for this team, what he brings to the table for this team is what we need at that position.
Prohm says he made the decision to insert Young into the starting lineup after last week's loss at Texas.
I knew that's what I wanted to do going forward, and I think I just need to block out. I just need to start, like I said, just block out everything, and I need to start making decisions on what I think's best. And that's when I'm better. And so, because I didn't even ask anybody. I just came in the office and said, I'm starting Solomon.
Iowa State returns to action tomorrow night against Kansas State on the road. Well, two teams heading in opposite directions meet in Missouri Valley Conference play as Drake visits Evansville tonight. After posting a 5-4 record in the first half of conference play, the Bulldogs have dropped 5 straight. They visit an Evansville team that's won 3 in a row.
Not only is it Jalen Brown and Ryan Taylor, but boys had a couple other guys really chip in and help too, and in particular Dwayne Gibson with a big game at Southern, and playing some stingy defense, and as always, very, very efficient offensively.
That's Drake coach Jeff Rutter, who says the Bulldogs need to be more committed on the defensive end of the floor.
But when you lose that resolve, things kind of break apart a little bit. Teams are able to, score on you a little bit easier. And I think it's in some of those resolve issues that, we need to continue to fight and communicate with one another and stay strong.
Tip time from the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana, set for 7 o'clock this evening. You can add 100 consecutive wins to the UConn Huskies' long list of milestones that includes 11 women's national basketball titles. Getting number 100 was a little tougher than many of the previous 99, which UConn won by an average of 38.7 points. Gabby Williams scored a career-high 26 points, and Nafisha Collier added 18 to help the top-ranked Huskies beat number 6 South Carolina 66-55. The game drew a sellout crowd of 10,167 that included past greats Sue Bird, Maya Moore, Tina Charles, and Brianna Stewart, who helped the Huskies to the first 75 wins of that streak. Drake women's basketball coach Jenny Baranchik says the Bulldogs are focused on getting better and not the Missouri Valley Conference standings. The Bulldogs became the first Valley team ever to start 13-0 after Sunday's 98-46 win over Bradley.
We didn't set out on a mission to do anything other than continue to focus on getting better and having fun doing it, and I think you got to see a team do that. I think you got to see it this entire weekend. It was fantastic to be at home. They had so much fun playing. It was just a really fun weekend, and I think now we know that we need to continue to just be in that space and play. And if the records come, they come. And if they don't, they don't. And it really doesn't matter. We're just going to continue to focus on getting better and having fun.
With 5 games remaining, the Bulldogs have a 2-game lead in the standings over Northern Iowa.
Nobody's satisfied where we're at. Nobody thinks we've arrived. We probably make sure that we all know that we haven't arrived probably every day. We all get a little bit humbled. But we also want to enjoy what we're doing. And I think there's a fine line in there, but it's one that we're going to keep searching for.
Not only is an unbeaten Valley regular season a possibility, but at 20-4 overall, Drake appears to be a nearly sure bet to get into the NCAA tournament.
I think we have to continue to focus on getting better, because when you start talking about the mission that we're on, that's the mission we're on, is to get better every day. And so we have to get better every day. It doesn't matter if you're in practice. It doesn't matter if you're in a game. It doesn't matter if you're up in a game, down in a game, if it's a really close game and it's an overtime. I mean, it hasn't really mattered, because we are hungry to just get better.
Drake returns to action Friday at Indiana State. When they do so, they'll be a top 25 ranked team. Drake cracked the top 25 in the Associated Press poll this week at number 25. In baseball news, Sang-Hwan Oh enjoyed a breakout rookie season for St. Louis, compiling a 1.92 ERA and evolving into the closer. After finishing with 19 saves, the right-handed reliever enters this spring with a clearly defined role at the end of the Cardinals' bullpen. Cardinals pitchers and catchers have officially reported to camp, but Oh, like most of the players in that group, has actually been in Jupiter for about a month. There's one major difference in this year's spring routine. It'll come when Oh takes the leave of the Cardinals to return home to play for South Korea in the World Baseball Classic. One of 6 Cardinal big leaguers will take part in that tournament. That'll be Oh's 4th World Baseball Classic. Jake Odorizzi of the Tampa Bay Rays and Michael Wacha of St. Louis have gone to salary arbitration. They're among 6 first-time eligible starting pitchers who could get decisions today. Wacha asked arbitrators Dennis Archer, Gary Kendellen, and Elizabeth Neumeyer for a raise from $539,000 to $3.2 million, and St. Louis advocated for a $2.775 million salary. A person familiar with the deal says the Kansas City Royals and left-hander Travis Wood have agreed to a $12 million two-year contract. 30-year-old Wood has spent the past 5 seasons with the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, where he posted a .295 earned run average while working exclusively out of the bullpen last year. But he'll be given an opportunity to earn a job in the Royals' starting rotation this spring. Wood will be reunited with 2 other members of last year's Cubs championship team in Kansas City. Outfielder Jorge Soler arrived in trade for closer Wade Davis, and right-hander Jason Hamill agreed to a $16 million two-year deal. Reliever Seth Maness has agreed to a minor league contract with the Kansas City Royals. He'll report to the big league spring training camp with a chance to earn a job in their rebuilt bullpen. Maness, whose deal was announced Monday, underwent an experimental procedure on his right elbow in August to repair a damaged ulnar collateral ligament. That injury typically requires Tommy John surgery, and that would have kept him out this season, but the primary repair operation has a recovery time of about 8 months. That means Maness could be ready by opening day. He had a successful 4-year run in St. Louis, where he compiled a 3.19 ERA, including a 2-2 record with a 3.41 ERA and 29 appearances last season. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have promoted Brad Childress to assistant head coach and announced that Matt Nagy will take over as the new offensive coordinator in a minor shakeup of Andy Reid's staff. Childress and Nagy served as co-offensive coordinators last season. Their new roles announced yesterday. Childress will take over from David Culley, who served as assistant head coach and wide receivers coach last season. Culley left in the offseason to be the quarterback's coach at Buffalo. The Chiefs already have hired Greg Lewis to work with wide receivers. Nagy began his coaching career with Reed in Philadelphia, then followed him to Kansas City as the QB coach. Last year was his first as co-offensive coordinator. Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder of Kansas State has been diagnosed with throat cancer. The 77-year-old says in a statement that treatments are going well and that he expects to be on the field for spring practice in March. Snyder addressed his health in a statement after rumors began circling that he was being treated for an undisclosed illness. And Bob Elliott is leaving his job as a special assistant to the head coach at Notre Dame to coach the safeties at Nebraska. Cornhuskers coach Mike Riley Monday announced the hiring of Elliott, who has 38 years of college coaching experience and spent the past five seasons on the Notre Dame staff. Elliott coached safeties at Notre Dame in 2012-13 when Bob Diaco was the Irish defensive coordinator. Diaco was hired as Nebraska's defensive coordinator last month. Elliott coached Notre Dame's outside linebackers in 2014. He was involved in player personnel decisions, analytics, defensive strategy, game planning, and on-campus recruiting as Brian Kelly's special assistant the last couple of years. In addition to several stops as a position coach, Elliott has also been a defensive coordinator at San Diego State, Kansas State, and at Iowa. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.